Well, let's see here. How do we put you sit here? Well, no, I got you here. You sit there.
That's all right.
Hey, I'd like to get a little picture of you. I'll cut it. You want to get that picture too?
Where was that place?
You were very happy with this.
It was just like, I like some thought of it. It's just a wire source. She's very good to talk. All I can do is cover the observer and also Okay, fine, good. With regard to Henry Lynn, when Reagan came back, based on his conversation with, I guess the Prime Minister, Ronald Kerry, he expressed great concern. Richard Reagan is not the most experienced man in this field, but he had been reading by him, so that made him very, very cordial. In any event, he expressed concern about that with regard to the European Security Conference and so forth, that we were a micro-law bilateral deal, and that very important person developed a common mind. And I simply want to say on that score, not only should we develop a common mind, we should also develop a common propaganda line, very important. I see the European Security Conference, I can say this to the Russians, frankly, but I see it as a gimmick that can be extremely dangerous and can create all kinds of problems on our side, and I do not, but it might, I mean, of course, there is the argument that it also creates problems on their side, but their side is much easier to control than our side. And we don't have Russian, we don't have British and American troops stomping around through Europe, and they've got them all through our side, and they've got them through the other. The second point is that the concern is expressed that this one, the British, he said, expressed a desire for us to cooperate with the French and the Germans on the nuclear question. Now, what exactly you had in mind, I don't know, but that's that. And the other, I'll mention another point, and these are the only things that I have. The only difficult problem that I see coming up before our election is the Irish problem. We're under terrible pressure here. I don't know the other fellow's going to say on this. My guess is that he will probably be pressured into saying something stupid because you know what I mean. He'll say, well, we have to intervene in Northern Ireland, whatever that is. I will not. I mean, as Henry could tell you, I have put the foot down. I have to step on the bureaucracy and everybody else and say, just stay out of that. And obviously, Teddy Kennedy is pushing her own press. My standard line is this, that you've got two decent men, he and Lynch, working on this terribly difficult problem. And if we weren't going to get ahead of the egg and get Ireland by intervening in the situation, that we were obviously interested in and get many people in this country interested. But only if, for example, both sides thought that we could be of assistance. But I didn't send that. I didn't want to indicate that because naturally there's a much more we can play. But I do think you should know that because of an election, you're likely to hear, my guess is, I don't know what Henry's judgment is, but this other fellow doesn't have much responsibility on that. They just might pop off one day. And our reaction, my reaction will be restrained. Yes. I think you should know that. Right, Henry, it happens with them. So if you just keep us posted on that, we know you're doing the best you can. You're dealing with a bunch of maniacs. That's what I don't think. Because apparently the good folks in Northern Ireland, Catholic as well as Protestant, yes, I don't like this business. Is this correct?
That's
so there's where we are. Now, coming back to
misunderstand what you were telling us about the Germans and the French and nuclear weapons.
Well, isn't there anything that puzzles you, Mr. President?
What did Reagan say to you? He said that the British said that the Germans and the French wanted to have greater participation on nuclear matters. And I understand what the French have to understand.
Well,
Germans. I don't know what it is. Is it nuclear planning or what?
Did you see that memorandum? Did you figure it out?
I don't know. The rate was that.
I don't know.
Maybe he is.
I haven't. We haven't actually talked about European matters yet. We were going to address
that. Oh, I said,
well, I'll talk about them some time.
I mean, the French one is fine. I think you can sort of feel the French getting uneasy.
Yeah.
And they're coming in there with you now. The general exchange between the British is playing off about the French ones against you.
13 or not, you're here.
13. Less strong than the one the French side.
Yeah. we know all of those that are bad and those that are less bad.
You look at it, I was maybe envious when we were saying that MBA for us would be intellectually much more difficult
than it is intellectually. Extremely difficult, and we have found no option that improves the situation. We have found a few that don't make it significantly worse.
You said 10%.
Anything less
than 10% unverifiable, anything more than 10% dangerous.
Becomes increasingly dangerous. And this is still the case, but we've come up now with a variant which I want to discuss with you this afternoon. But again, we are not in a good position. What we do need there, again, is some support when we take these things to the Neighbor Council in the direction of a security rather than of a diplomatic approach. Of course, the temptation is to fix on some percentage and then just cut it arbitrarily, because that sounds easy. And we feel we need something more complex, which, however, we believe will really at least not worsen the security situation. This is, this is our approach, Mr. President. We have a meeting on it in our government in the next 2 weeks.
We'll have a security council meeting.
And we will take it to the Europeans.
I think the only fear that I expressed to me is that discussion about the modality and all the rest of it could merge imperceptibly back to the negotiation. And that before you know where you're not talking about how a security conference would be run, you're actually in the conference itself.
Gotcha.
And if you find yourself in that position, without having first decided where you want to begin and how you're going to get out, you're caught in it. You're committed to this commendable thing called security, which everyone approves and works. And then if you have to score back,
you won't have
any trouble. The preparation meeting is
yes.
At official level.
Yes. So long as the stages are divided clearly,
yes.
And you don't imperceptibly run on and on until you're into the conference and you're, as you were, trapped.
I want to make one suggestion.
Very interesting. You can't have any decisions made by how many people are in
the nations.
How many nations?
15. All right. 15 nations. Can't make a decision. Now, what has to happen here, Henry, is that we have to sit down with the British, and then you bring in, of course, two or three others that matter. You get on the line and then sell them to the others, because if you sit down with 15, it'll be one gone off the mantle. I mean, I know they have a cabinet system. So, we have a cabinet system. We always look at the cabinet and tell us not to do it, but that's a different matter. Not quite that way.
If you thought that would become a little less,
it was simplified
version. But honestly, that is true. It is possible. But let's get together on this, Henry. But then you can't tell them.
No, you don't know.
to Chicago group, and, you know, Milton Friedman and that group, and basically Schultz is a fellow that probably thinks there shouldn't be any international energy system, let everything go. Now, look, that, if we were starting with the creation, that's what we should do. The other end of the spectrum, you've got Arthur Burns, who wants to go back to the old convertible, and I'm totally against it. We can't. We're not certain. On the other hand, what we have to do here is to face the realities. The reality is that the United States has some responsibility in this field. I mean, we're just too big to just say, you know, go to hell. And Henry, incidentally, will keep on this too, because we actually did the power thing ourselves.
Yes.
But I think Schultz will be reasonable. What do you think, Hansen?
But you're going to do it, you know, the right there is a big problem.
Joseph Bergman, we both agreed when he was appointed as the president at the time.
Okay, good.
Can I get the word? What do you do with the second copy?
We never guess, can we?
Something's wrong.
I wish you would.
He doesn't share any of that anymore.
He's a good man.
About December's a good time.
Good time.
Thank you.
Good to see you.